Good afternoon, Audioboo. Dean Reed here. How are we? Well, once again, I'm good because today has been a walking day. My friend Andy was in town, so we went for a walk in the glorious Peak District. And I'm currently on my way home. So this morning we parked at Hope in the Hope Valley, in the Dark Peak area of the Peak District. And as we were in the area, it had been rude not to nip to the Woodbine Cafe for breakfast. So, for me, it was a second breakfast. But then from there, we headed up to Hope Cross along the old Roman Road and cut across towards Crookston Knoll on Kinder Scout. And we went off piste then to find some plane crash wreckage, obviously. And it really is amazing how much wreckage is up there, scattered about. And I think in the Dark Peak area of the Peak District alone, there's 50 or so plane wrecks from like the Second World War era. There's Lancaster bombers, there's Super Fortress bombers up there, and all sorts of different things. And on the western edge of Kinder Scout, there is also the Sabre jets. There's two Canadian Sabre jets that crashed mid-air, and the wreckage is scattered across a huge area. There are some on top of Kinder Scout, and then there's some down in the Ashup Valley. So from there we visited the Trig Point on the eastern part of Kinder Scout. There has been lots of work done to that area there, because all the surrounding area near that Trig Point used to be bare peat, but now they've put some stone flags down there, obviously to protect it from erosion. And from there we headed down into Edel via Ringing Roger, and as we were passing the old Nag's Head, it really would have been rude not to call in, but in some ways it was a mistake, but in many ways it wasn't. And when I say mistake, we went for a mid-walk pint. Ordinarily we like to celebrate with a post-walk pint or a coffee, but the mid-walk pint, we were sat in there by the fire, and it was just great. But obviously we still got another 5 miles to go. And after about 40 minutes of being sat in front of the fire, we thought, well, we better get a move on now. And it took the legs a while to get working again after the muscle relaxant of alcohol, etc. But it was good. It was good to call in. And it's always good to go, because it reminds me of my good friend Pilgrim Chris from the walk that we did along the Pennine Way starting in Edale. So it always reminds me of him now when I go there. So hello to Chris if you're listening. From there we headed up out of the Vale of Edale up towards a spot on the Great Ridge called Hollins Cross. And while I was there, I ran into a gentleman who recognised me from the video that Chris and I did along the Pennine Way, actually. He said, hello there, it's Dean, isn't it? And I was like, yeah, it is. And he said, oh, I've been on your website, and I saw the video of when you did the Pennine Way. And he said that I can't remember whether he said he was doing it or he had done it. But either way, that's how he found out about peakroutes.com, and he declined to record an interview or have a photo taken or anything like that. But either way, it was good. It was good to run into someone that recognised me from the work that I'm trying to do with Peak Roots, trying to spread the joy of the Peak District. Sorry, glorious Peak District. I need to get that right, don't I? But I was talking with my friend Andy about the subject of being recognised, because that is the second time in a week. And the feeling I get when from this is that it all seems kind of worthwhile. Obviously, the whole Peak Roots thing, I'm doing it as a diary. It's all for me, really. But it is great when I know that other people are watching or other people comment. Or it's like when you get a comment on one of your boos. Although people may reference you, it's always nice to get a comment or a DM or something like that. just so you know that people are listening, and it's good. I walked the Cromford Canal last week, and I ran into another gentleman who had been listening to my audio booze and my podcast, and he said that it had been on the website. So it's always good. And if anything, for me, my friend at work was joking about it with me, saying, oh, I bet that's an ego boost, isn't it? And I don't see it as an ego boost. If anything, it's a little bit of encouragement, really. It spurs me on to keep doing it, because I know that there is a point to it, really. And although I said a moment ago that I would do it as a diary, and I would do it regardless of whether anyone watched or not, because I've been doing it for years and years and years and never uploading it to YouTube or never writing about it, because I've got all this footage from years ago. Well, I say years ago, but for my short 30 years of life, it is years ago, from when we were in our early 20s walking in Scotland. We were doing like pieces to camera and interviewing each other just for our own enjoyment, really. And I have been leaking parts of that to YouTube from the archives from like 2005 and 2006. But yeah, it's good to know that people are interested, or, well, basically it's good to know that people care enough to watch or read or listen. And like I was saying, for me, it's a boost. It really is a boost. It spurs me on to keep it going and keep getting those videos and blog posts and audio produced, because I do really enjoy it. I feel quite passionate about it. And although I've never come across anyone who's been negative about it, to be honest. There was a conversation on Audioboo a while back about the fact that there's no trolls on Audioboo. And when I was listening to those boos, I didn't comment because I was at work. But the thing that I thought straight away was that in order to lay scorn or lay fire on someone, you've got to use your own voice. So, and you're only really talking and listening to people that, for me anyway, the people that I listen to, I've got massive respect for. And I don't think they would ever shoot me down in flames. They would, they might give me constructive feedback, but I don't think on Audioboo specifically that trolling could ever take place. Maybe it could happen in the comments, because someone could just put a mindless comment on, like they do on YouTube, just put a mindless 2-second comment on and then go about finding another piece of audio or video to rip into. This is a rambly boo. Adrian, Rick, Phil, and now Graham in the Rambly Boo crew, and Mac as well. So today's been a great walk. After Hollins Cross and after I saw the gentleman there, we went over Luss Hill and then went back down into Hope. And now I'm on the way home. So please forgive the background noise, and hopefully I'm not shouting too much. I always find that if I record a boo in the car. Yes, I am hands-free, by the way. I've got my phone resting on, well, it's like wedged inside my sun visor. So hopefully you can hear me, and hopefully I'm not shouting too loud. But it's been a great walk today, and it's been great to see Andy again, because I've not seen him for 3 or perhaps 4 months now. He's been off jet-setting around the world. Right, so I'm just driving through Grindleford at the minute, heading towards Chesterfield. Just pulling out of a junction. So as always, thanks for listening. And if you're listening to this post as an embed, if you're listening to this and it's embedded, should I say, on PeteRoos.com, then thanks for finding your way across there. And as always, to everyone that interacts with me, I really appreciate it. And I'll speak to you all very soon. 10 minutes, rambly boo. Bye for now.